Please be seated. Love Christmas. Love this gospel. For this is John's Christmas story. Or perhaps it makes more sense to say that this is John's version of the incarnation. No shepherds, no star, no kings, no Bethlehem, no manger, no Joseph, and no Mary. Had John been Rodgers and Hammerstein, we would have started his version of the good news of Jesus with the words, "Let's start at the very beginning." A very good place to start. And so we are transported way back to the beginning of time, to before the beginning of time, before anything at all was created, before the world began. The Word, the Logos, the Christ, was with God and was God. Was God. In the beginning, the Word was God. Astonishing. We are meant to be astonished. We are meant to be hushed. All our fumbling theologizing about Christmas and the incarnation is silenced by this pushing back of the story to the very beginning of all things. For the very next thing we are told is that all things were made through him. That would be as in all things, everything, and everyone. Simply breathtaking. Which would explain everything about who we are. We are those people who have promised and continually promise over and over again to seek and serve Christ in all persons. Not some people, not most people, but all people. Most unfortunate, this good news John is proclaiming at the outset of the fourth gospel. Unfortunate because very often we do not want to recognize the Word, the Logos, the Christ in all persons. There are some persons we might not want to be of Christ so as not to have to serve them. So we might not wish John had started at the very beginning. The beginning is not a very good place to start at all. It is usually inconvenient to start there because it leads to all this seeking and serving of persons. Quite frankly, we just would rather not seek and serve. Christmas is so much easier if you just stick to the nativity scene and think about cuddly sheep and a cow in the background and hay in the manger and shepherds falling all over themselves with excitement like so many children under the Christmas tree, which, just as inconveniently, does not seem to be a part of John's story. Until you get to the part about light. In him was life, and the life was the light of all men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Martin Luther is said to have lit the first Christmas tree with candles so as to make it look like the stars in the sky. Now, when you light a candle, you tap into an ancient and nearly never-ending cycle of life-giving energy. The chemical energy of photosynthesis in plants is passed up the food chain, for instance, to grazing cattle, and then on to tallow in a candle. As Roger Highfield, in his book, The Physics of Christmas, explains, when the candle is lit in the gloomiest of nights, it releases cryptic sunlight and returns the complex fat or wax molecules to the form in which the plants found it in the first place. Water and carbon dioxide that can be incorporated into living things all over again. And here's the kicker. The Word, the Logos, The Christ is in all of that. The Logos is in the photosynthesis and the cryptic sunlight. Without him was not anything made that was made. Oh my. That no doubt includes fruitcakes, that awful necktie from Uncle Joseph, and every one of opponent's team in town for one day, only to make or break your favorite team's season. This is more complicated than Christmas ought to be. But here it is in black and white. Christmas as seen through the eyes of the fourth gospel, John. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And from his fullness have we all received grace upon grace. Now, dwelt means something like pitched his tent among us. This means that when we pick up our tent stakes and move on, the Word can pull up and travel with us. And the fullness of this Word from which all life, all things, all light proceeds is shared with everyone. As in all. Not some, not a lot, but like creation itself. All persons and all things receive this grace. Have received this grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. So here in this corner is the Word and all that he has done since before time, in time, and beyond time. And in the other corner is John, the man who was a lampstand. He was not the light, but came to bear witness to the light. So now, maybe, we could do that too. We could bear witness to the light that comes from the Word who was with God and was God in the beginning. Maybe we could be like John and be a lampstand from which this light that comes from the Word who was with God and was God in the beginning can shine forth. Think here of the Lord of the Rings and the Hobbit films. Think Galadriel, Bilbo Baggins, Gandalf, Thorin, Aragorn, Balin, even Radagast the Brown. We might ask, which character in this series is most Christ-like? But then that would be the wrong question. Each character in this series are fighting the forces of the dark side of Middle-earth. And each carries something of the light, the Logos, and the Christ within them. Altogether, they are the body of Christ. Alone, none of them can get the job done, move history, or move the world forward. Together, the world is saved. Changed, yes, but saved. That is what we are called to be and do. Bear witness to the light and do all in our power to help others do so as well. That is best done by seeking and serving Christ, the Word, the Logos, in all persons, everywhere, at all times. None of us can be Christ-like unto ourselves. Yet we each carry some particular Christ-like characteristic. We each carry a piece of the light. All together, we can make up a Christ-like community. That is why when we baptize new members of the body of Christ, the whole body is changed and made new. That is why it is so important to take the promises we make seriously. Especially the promise to do all in our power to support one another in our lives in Christ. Because the peace of Christ that I need is the peace you have. And the peace you need is the peace I have. Together, we can strive for justice and peace for all people and respect the dignity of every human being. We are the body of Christ. Together, we make up the mosaic that is the Word, the Logos, the Christ for the world. Merry Christmas. God bless us, everyone. Amen.